Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. With less than 10 days to go before the forced conclusion of the ongoing third called special legislative session, many Texans are wondering what, if anything, will actually make it across the legislative finish line. The House of Representatives is considering its first bill related to Governor Greg Abbott's special session agenda on Tuesday. Of the 8 items on the agenda, none have passed through their chamber. The Senate, by comparison, has passed the better part of 7 of them. Will they have enough time to get it all done? And if not, will they be back for a fourth special session? Monday marks day 22 of the ongoing special legislative session. Special sessions have the ability to last up to 30 days, which means this one will reach its forced conclusion on October 19th. Thus far, the House of Representatives has not considered any legislation related to Governor Greg Abbott's special session agenda and has less than 10 total days for them to do so. In total, the House has convened as a legislative body for only 7 of the 22 days thus far. They're scheduled to consider their first bill Tuesday, taking the form of House Bill 1 or the proposed district boundaries for all 150 Texas House districts as a part of the decennial redistricting process. Of all of the items on the agenda, this is certainly the one that is the most consequential, both for lawmakers and for Texans, as once approved, it will largely dictate the political disposition of lawmakers themselves and through them policy for at least the next decade in the state of Texas. Expect for the deliberations on the House floor to be lengthy, with several amendment attempts from lawmakers who are dissatisfied with the drawn boundaries of their own districts or districts that affect their own political coalitions. Most fights are partisan in nature, but some votes will be split between things like urban versus rural districts. As of this recording, no other agenda item has officially been scheduled. It is likely, however, that things like the regulations on the restraint of dogs and the proposed constitutional amendment on bail reform will be scheduled imminently, as they've already made their way through the House committee process and are merely awaiting the consideration of the House Calendars Committee. The House Redistricting Committee is set to consider the proposed boundaries for 31 state Senate districts in Senate Bill 4 and 15 state Board of Education districts in Senate Bill 7 on Monday morning as well. These items have already passed out of the Senate. It's unclear whether changes will be made to the proposed boundaries in committee. Thus far, those are the only bills that are moving. The House Select Committee on Constitutional Rights and Remedies passed out a slightly different version of the youth sports bill last week, but thus far it's not been considered by the House Calendars Committee, and it's unclear whether it will be, given that the last 3 times the issue has been brought up in the House, it's died. All that is to say, there is very real possibility that the only thing that gets done by the conclusion of the special session is that of redistricting, but maybe only partially. This next week will be critical as to determining the legislative prospects for almost everything on Abbott's agenda, especially in the House of Representatives. The Senate has thus far passed 7 of the 8 items on Abbott's agenda from their chamber, with the exception of legislation related to COVID-19 vaccine mandates and whether exemptions from getting the vaccination should exist. Neither chamber has considered any related bill in committee. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your brief preview for this week in Texas. For daily updates on the ongoing third called special session and the 2022 election cycle, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.